It's Weekend Edition here on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burrish. For nearly a year now, David Schick has been fighting under the Georgia Open Records Act to get documents from Georgia Perimeter College and the University System of Georgia. A journalism student, Schick wanted to look into why Georgia Perimeter was experiencing a $16 million shortfall. David, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So what prompted this open records request?
Well, it started, as you said, with the budget crisis, and amidst the budget crisis, the president was let go just very quickly. That drew a lot of suspicion for a lot of the faculty and staff, and also myself, as far as just wanting to know where did the money go.
So at the time, you were the editor of the student newspaper.
I was the editor-in-chief of the Collegian, and I became editor over the summer, so this was like my very first big story that I ever broke, and I was really excited about covering it, and I kind of wanted to be first and best as far as the coverage went. So I was trying to compete with the big boys on the block like the AJC and everyone else.
So you use something that is not only at your disposal, but any citizen's disposal, and this is the State Open Records Act. You submit a request. What happens?
The first request that I submitted was to Georgia Perimeter College, and this was after they had let go 282 people. So they laid off 282 people, and I wanted to know, how did they decide that? The layoffs were very arbitrary as far as I saw, so I put in a records request for emails amongst the management to determine the decision-making process behind that. Those records I still have not I got a chance to obtain, and that was in June of last year.
And why not? I mean, the law says they have 3 days to respond. They have to return a legitimate request over in a legitimate amount of time. It seems like almost a year is a little long.
Yeah, I would agree. The response did come within 3 days of as far as how much it cost. So they responded at the third day that it was going to cost $900 for these emails. So I thought that was a little bit excessive, and that's when I contacted the Student Press Law Center.
So you have received some information. Tell me what you do know and what you're still trying to find out.
So the official audit report was released, and it really just raised a whole bunch of more questions. I would say, just to wrap it up in a nutshell, it was that the president got inaccurate numbers. His people didn't know how much the college actually had. Their finance books were a mess, and you know, everybody dropped the ball. But nobody saw it to begin with. Nobody was keeping track of it. So, I found that to be, you know, grossly inadequate as far as an answer goes. And the audit itself just raised more questions. Okay, well, you know, where did the money actually go?
So they did turn over the audit. They did not turn over the emails that you requested to kind of get the backstory to answer that question.
That's correct.
As a journalist and in life, I know sometimes you have to pick your battles, and that's sometimes not an easy choice. So why choose this one? Why is this important?
I've been thinking about that, you know, why this fight. And I have to say that really it's because I love GPC.
David Schick, thanks so much for spending the time with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Georgia Perimeter did not respond to numerous interview requests, however, did email a copy of the response given to David's open records request. It's dated July 19th, 2012, and informs him the cost for the information he wants is more than $900. Now, much of that is for hourly labor at the rate of $34.37. Georgia law says an entity can only charge for open records based on the lowest paid person capable of gathering that information. GPC says because of the layoffs, there's only one person who can do it, and that's the employee's hourly rate. The college spokeswoman says they've not heard anything since last July.